ours to protect. Brought to you by Radio Kerry, the IBI, and funded by Comisión na Mann with a television licence fee. For more info, check out ourstoprotect.ie.
Yeah, in this week's Hours to Protect series, we're taking a look at work that's being done in Kerry to support businesses to become more sustainable. Last Thursday, Munster Technological University hosted an event in Tralee in collaboration with B Corps Ireland to outline the benefits of achieving the globally recognised B Corps certification in their business, which measures social and environmental sustainability. Sari Hoolan reports.
The B Corp movement is about business as a force for good. It believes in a regenerative economic system for all people and the planet. In other words, businesses shouldn't only generate a profit, they should also have a positive impact on workers, communities, customers and the planet. James McManus is the Ireland manager with B Lab Europe, and he was in Tralee to meet local businesses.
B Corp is a movement of companies around the world that meet the highest standard when it comes to environmental and social and economic impact. So there's nearly 7,000 of us around the world. And in Ireland we have 17 companies, with another 25 about to certify and another 500 who've recently started their journey to become B Corps. And we're the most sustainable companies in the world.
There's an awful lot of talk at the moment about sustainable, and you know, it's used as a marketing tool, everything's sustainable. How do you make sure that it really is not just a marketing ploy?
Yeah, so it's basically we're independently assessed and audited by a non-profit called B Lab, and they look at all of our business, not just one aspect. So our transparency, our governance, how we treat the environment, our employees, the community and our customers. And we're that independent audit from a third party gives us that advantage over other standards in Ireland and also globally.
You've seen lots of companies now at this stage go through that process. What have you seen? What are they learning along the way?
It's a process of continual improvement. So any company can go and start this process. You know, it's a free to start. It's an open source software and tool to use to measure impact. And it's really a fantastic way to learn about your business and how you can improve in all aspects of your impact. And network with other companies and bring in new customers. It's a fantastic thing.
Is there a lot of interest here in Kerry today?
There's a huge amount of interest. There's some fantastic businesses, both small and big, in a wide variety of sectors. So it's really fantastic. I think with Kerry, it's one of the most entrepreneurial parts of the country. Some fantastic business people, some amazing things happening. And B Corp is something that these businesses can use to measure and benchmark their impact internationally. I know the Dingle Peninsula, I think I've heard over 80% of the businesses out there are family owned. And these are companies that for the vast majority they hold the values of B Corp already, and this is a way for them to measure themselves against similar businesses throughout the world.
Over 7,000 businesses in 91 countries have B Corp certification. At the moment, only 17 Irish businesses are certified, and six of those were in Tralee last Thursday to explain to the business community in Kerry what's involved and the benefits. Bernard Cahill is wellbeing manager at the Armada Hotel at Spanish Point in County Clare, the first hotel in Ireland to achieve B Corp certification.
The biggest thing for us in the Armada Hotel is that we're now being able to measure the impact that we're having across all of the five B Corp pillars, especially things like our community support, knowing that we're supporting local suppliers. So 73% of our suppliers are from within 80 kilometres of the hotel. So knowing that we're supporting that local community, knowing that we're supporting local employment, so giving jobs to people through the winter months where traditionally hospitality would be largely seasonal. So knowing that we're making a positive impact, looking at our score, comparing ourselves to other hotels internationally, and actually being able to see what they're doing, and I suppose having our sights on the future and knowing that we can continue to improve. So yeah, very, very proud moment for us.
Yeah. Can I ask you specifically about the changes you had to make in terms of being more environmentally friendly? What have you done there?
Yeah, so the environment is one of the pillars, and obviously we're located on one of the most beautiful beaches in Ireland, in I suppose my opinion or our opinion. Obviously there's lots of nice beaches in Kerry as well, but some of the big things that we're doing would be around, we're putting brand new solar panels on the roof this year, and we're measuring our carbon footprint. Our suppliers will be one of the biggest ones for us in terms of reducing the footprint of the suppliers, so locally sourcing. We're looking at the wastewater treatment and all the kind of stuff that we're treading as lightly as possible on the bay, so that we're not impacting future generations there, that we're treading lightly, I suppose, is our big one with the environment.
Joe McGurr is the founder of Boatyard Distillery in Enniskillen, which specialises in making gin. He explained some of the changes his company has made in order to be B Corp certified.
We do tours 5 days a week, twice a day, and part of them tours we decided to eliminate glass bottles, so we completely removed that. When you come into a tour, we produce everything on site, so it made sense just to eliminate glass. That was one small step, and the evolution of that was into something that we're really proud of. These are called eco pouches, so they're actually for on trade, so bars and restaurants, you'll find them around Ireland. This was a project where we could remove the glass bottle completely and bring it into these 2.8 litre pouches. So the idea is that you refill your pouch into the bottle, and you can imagine the weight of a bottle being 800 grams versus a pouch at 60 grams. So huge difference on your movement of how you handle, how you store the product, your carbon footprint. That's been a huge win for us, and thankfully it's been really embraced by bars and restaurants around Ireland.
Mm-hmm. If you were giving advice to other distilleries, and there are quite a few now in Kerry, in terms of doing their best to reduce their carbon footprint, what else would you suggest to them?
For us, as a very small business, I would say you must start. You must start to look at this. You're probably doing lots of things already, and it's about formalising that, capturing, you know, what is the actual data behind the things that you're doing. There's some amazing distilleries around this local area doing lots of wonderful things, and it's just about taking that first step forward. B Corp is an amazing process because they really lift the bonnet on your business. You can't hide behind anything, and that gives a credibility, I think. It is very hard, but it's totally worth it.
Mm. It's probably great from a business point of view too, because you know exactly where you're at.
You are benchmarked with other companies. For example, today we've been in with the likes of Danone, which are huge scale compared to where we're at, but you're benchmarked directly against these different companies around the world, and some score high or low in various areas, and it's great to see exactly where you're at and give you something to improve on. We all love that objective and target, and how we can improve and be better.
The event in Tralee was hosted by Munster Technological University, who are working with local businesses to become more sustainable. In particular, MTU Kerry are committed to supporting the tourism sector to build a world-class sustainable tourism brand for the region. Eve Savage works with the Circular Bioeconomy Research Group at MTU Kerry. She believes achieving B Corp certification is a positive step companies can take to reduce their carbon footprint.
Even as somebody that works in the area of sustainability and climate action on a day-to-day basis, it can actually become, you know, a little bit overwhelming with a lot of negative commentary, and people feel, I suppose, a little bit overwhelmed, and they don't really know where to start. And that's that is everywhere from our homes to our businesses and to, I suppose, society at large. But what B Corp does, because it's global, because people can see excellent examples of what's going on with other organisations that are within their sector, so they can look to best practice, and because this framework is there where you can just dive in, it doesn't matter, you know, you may score very high in one particular area and a little lower in another, but there's all this kind of goal setting activity where you can kind of map out your own journey, but the framework is there, and it's a very, very good place to start.
Yeah, and what's lovely here today is there's people who already have that certification, and they're talking to people who haven't started on that path at all. And you can learn from each other. That's important.
Yeah, I think the whole community aspect of this, just going back to what we're saying there, if you feel that you're part of something and that there's other people around you that are speaking a similar language, or they, you know, you have a common goal, that's what gives the energy to help people to move things along, you know, and to feel positive. So we've had some excellent speakers here today. I know you've been speaking to some of them, and they're more than happy to share their stories and their journey. Often when we talk to people about regulation and certification, it's very, very not something that people want to jump up on stage and share their stories with other people. However, with B Corp, it's the complete opposite of that. They actually want to share their stories and support others on that journey as well.
Yeah. You're dealing with local businesses across all different sectors. What's the feedback you're getting?
Yeah, I think, you know, and this is one of the key areas that we operate in, you know, through MTU, is we need to bring this type of event to companies and beyond today. I mean, this is just one event. Following on from this, we're going to be engaging with our cluster members. So we've got 45 members that we can have direct conversations with following on from this. We also have connections into a number of regional organisations, the Local Enterprise Board, Kerry County Council, etc. So we can start to use our networks and our relationships to kind of share and spread this type of message to grow the B Corp brand.
And I suppose it's important to remember that talking down to people and lecturing people doesn't work. Peer-to-peer, it's really far more effective, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I never learned anything all by myself. Anything I ever learned, I learned from somebody else. I'm a very strong advocate of peer-to-peer, collaborative learning, and that's how things work. Nothing will get done until you can bring people along with you, and people don't come along unless they feel that their voices are being heard or that it makes perfect sense to them as to what you were talking about and what your vision might be, and allow them to incorporate their ideas of what that vision might be. And so here at MTU, these are the projects that we're working on. This is what we're hoping to do. We're supporting the businesses in the region. We work with everybody from schools to community groups and across the board. And this B Corp certification is just one knowledge exchange event in a suite of other offerings that we have.
If your company is interested in becoming B Corp certified, you can get in contact with B Corp Ireland or with the Circular Bioeconomy Research Group at MTU here in Kerry.